get Max Crosby now. And they put Crosby and Gary. And then you have the two big tackles inside. Uh-oh. Have the Cowboys done it? Without further ado, one of the great content creators for the Dallas Cowboys, he is my friend Mark Combs. And without a doubt, the man, the myth, the legend, our friend Philly 500 joins us right now here in Battle Royale. Hi, you.
What's up? What's happening?
How you feeling, Mark?
Let me say, did you hear the breaking news that just happened?
Tell me.
Chubb just signed with the Buffalo Bills.
He did.
3 years, $43 million. I think I remember hearing my buddy over here when Max Crosby was traded that it's okay. We can go get Bradley Chubb. Does it seem like nobody wants to go to Philly anymore?
I think
fart homes. Don't know what the hell.
Don't act like you don't ever fart there.
Fart homes is wrong again. All right, he's sitting there. He's loving on his Spanky Prescott. You know, look. Here's the thing. The thing is Bradley Chubb just went to Buffalo. Big deal. You're gonna find somebody else. That's all I know.
I'm just saying.
You're gonna talk to Dallas caught Seals. Dallas caught the Eagles. The needle has moved this much. Moved one Mark Holmes. One Mark Holmes it's moved.
Well, people say I'm pretty fat. So if it's a Mark Holmes.
Wait a minute. Four Holmes.
You lost three starters.
What has the Cowboys done so great that has changed their team?
Wait a second. Wait, let me start. You lost three starters.
Yeah, that's right. We got to replace them, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But right now, what have the Dallas Cowboys done so great that puts them and makes them a Super Bowl contender?
Oh, who's
you're going to tell me Rashawn Gary is?
See, this is what happens. See, it's people like you that start saying, "Well, Cowboys, they think I'm going to Super." You have not heard me say Super Bowl.
Hey Mark,
me say we caught the because last week when I said when Stelio asked, "Had we gotten closer?" I said yes. And you're, pff, pff, pff. That's all you got, okay? You talk about me being far homes. You get pff, every time you don't like it. No, I'm just saying, what usually happens with the Eagles is they lock in on a guy, they bring him home.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Max Crosby, I heard Trey Henderson, I heard Chubb.
Who?
Well, you weren't in on the Trey Henderson.
Jalen Phillips, weren't you guys trying to get the deal done with him?
Well, listen, listen, Four Holmes, when you're going to sit there and you're going to compare the Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia Eagles, then you have to be talking about a Super Bowl contender because the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender. So if I get ready to come on Sil's show and he's saying, did the Cowboys catch the Eagles? That puts Dallas in Super Bowl contention because the Eagles are Super Bowl contenders.
Can you smell
Dallas is not that.
What Jerry Jones is cooking? Okay,
what's he cooking?
He's getting money and honey. That's what he wants it to be. Money and honey, buddy.
He stinks. He burnt the food. Throw it the fuck the out.
They are moving differently than they have in the past. There, bro.
Wait a second, Mark. I'm gonna ask Philly 500 what he makes of these moves the last 2 years. and it's a collective group. So you've lost Milton Williams. You've lost Josh Sweat. You've lost Jalen Phillips. You've lost N'Kobe Dean. You mm-hmm. have lost Isaiah Rogers. You lost Gardner Johnson. Mm-hmm. You lost Reed Blankenship. You've lost mm-hmm. 8 starters in the last mm-hmm. 2 years. And you replaced him with Tariq Woolen. Now
Tariq Woolen, Jahad Campbell.
Okay, well, right? He was benched when Dean came back.
Oh, well, he wasn't benched. He was. Let me tell you, the guy was playing really good before he went. It wasn't like he was sucking. Because N'Kobe Dean was on another level.
Okay, and that's being benched. And I, by the way, I'm going to tell you this. Fight 500, I agree. I don't think he was playing poor. But you lost a better player at the time. Okay, right? Is that at least we can agree on that? He was a better player at the time, right?
Yeah.
I like the kid Campbell. I don't have a problem with that. But, bro, 8 starters in 2 years? You can almost build a pretty good football team with those guys that they bought.
You could. There's no question about it. But a lot of those guys, I think they already had replacements. 4, right? And whether they work out or they don't work out, that remains to be seen for some of them, right? Milt Williams was replaced by Ojomo. Ojomo played pretty good, did he not? Yep. Jahad Campbell is going to fill in and be the replacement for N'Kobe Dean. That's a first-round pick that they took a linebacker. I can't remember the last time the Eagles took a linebacker in the first round. So it wasn't like these guys were, like, gone and we didn't know what was coming. Everyone but maybe one of those guys we did not think was going to be here anyways. So the plan that is in place has been in place for 2 years, and they're just following it. Whether it works at the end or not, we'll find out. But I think so far it hasn't been bad because their defense was not that bad last year, and they lost those guys.
Okay, how about this? On May 1st, are you picking up the $15 million extension, fifth-year extension on Nolan Smith?
I am.
But right now he's a backup player.
Right. No, I'm going to do it because – and I'll be to be
because
honest.
Because of the loss of Phillips?
Well, partly, but 2 reasons why. 1, I saw a flash in the playoffs the year they went to the Super Bowl where he played a good stretch. And 2, he's a first-round pick. I don't want to give up on him that easy. I want to give him 2 years to prove it.
Let's go over to you here, Mark, and go here with Crosby. Now that Crosby's back there and now that you have potentially an opportunity, you got a lot of draft capital here. You don't have to give – I don't believe you have to give a 1-up for the guy. You would you go 2 and a 3? Really, the issue comes down to $35 million. Yeah, whether or not you want to pay his salary, which is $35 million. Dr. Chow just explained it. It's a little bit more what he's got. He was never going to pass. He was just never going to pass it. Dr. Chow said it. He just had the surgery in January.
Right.
Does he think he'll come back? You come back? He says yes. He should come back. Should the Cowboys go back after Crosby again?
Well, knowing that one of the Cowboys doctors were one of the doctors that looked at his medicals, that way they've got a little insight on there. They did take a chance on Jalen Smith, and in fact, they've forever taken shots on guys that were injured. Leighton Vander Esch had neck injuries, neck problems coming out of college. Sean Lee had problems with his knees coming out of college. And of course, like we said, Jalen Smith. So that doesn't necessarily scare them. If they can get this number where they're not giving away their number ones, you can best believe that I think they would do it. And here's the reality. When you think that Von Miller for 1 year, $18 million, you think Jalen Phillips, $30 million, are you telling me that if it's $35 million is what his contract is right now, you wouldn't do that for 2 years as opposed to paying $30 million for Jalen Phillips? You know, the Cowboys, I look at this as 2 to 3 year window. That's when you're going to have to replace Dak. And Jerry's getting up there, so you have to try and win right now. And I'd say Max Crosby, if you can get him for 2 good years, you go for it.
Philly, how about the Eagles? I said this, push it in, baby. Go grab this guy, dude. Can you imagine you got Crosby, you got Davis, you've got Carter, you've got Hunt, and you've got Jahad, and you've got Bond. Bro. That's a pretty good looking front group there if you're able to land that. And I'm not talking about giving up a 1 this time. I'm talking about going 2 and 3 here. There's nobody that you're going to draft in the second or third round that's going to give you the production that Crosby. And that includes you too, Mark.
I agree.
You're not going to draft anybody in the second or third round that's going to give
you that. I'll be real with you. I don't think they're going to be able to draft anybody at 20.
Okay.
That's going to be that at that level. Not plug and play right now. And Jerry Jones' whole mentality is we're not looking to redshirt. We want guys that can play right now. Jerry Jones has got a hard on right now to try and win. I hope it works.
What about it for you, brother? What about Philly?
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to tell me what the hell's going on with him, because like is Baltimore, did they just pussy out of this deal, or
yeah.
Is he really hurt? Is he really going to be a problem? Is he going to miss 8-9 games next year, or is he going to be ready to play? Like
here's what Dr. Chow said prior to you guys coming on. We got him on. And Dr. Chow said this, maybe the biggest mistake he made was playing through the meniscus injury that he had, because he played 4 games with it. Yeah. And so it may have done more damage down the line. Like year 3, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He signed up until the year 29. So you'd have to worry about him more on the back end of this deal.
Okay.
And worry then about him on the front end.
Especially if I don't have to give a first round pick now. I would jump all over that. Yeah.
I think I can give an example when you think about, because the Cowboys wanted to draft Jay Ajayi out of college, but they said that his knee was going to be something that wasn't going to hold up long term. He got drafted by Miami. You guys ended up trading for him during the season and ended up helping riding him to a Super Bowl, but it wasn't long after that that his career ended. So it's one of those things that you got a short window with them, at least as far as it looks right now.
So
I agree, Philly, for him.
Would you do it? Would you go and get him?
How old are you? I remember joking about people farting when I was 12 years old. Are you saying that you don't light up a bathroom, your damn self?
I guarantee you, your wife
are probably farting back and forth in bed.
Are you getting?
I got my whole chat telling me it's Fart Holmes. Love it. Greatest name ever.
I got to tell you, man, I'm starting to think that Philly's getting a little nervous about
these. I think he is.
Hey, Sills, Mark doesn't make the sign of prenup like Dak, like scumbag.
Right in the gut.
That's right. What a scumbag.
There you go.
All right. I expect nothing less from a satanic, satanic Cowboys star quarterback. Yeah. But I feel pretty good about where we're at right now. You know why I feel good right now? And this is what's pissing Mark off the last few days, I've noticed on his cameras. Why is Philly 500 so comfortable? Why is he okay? Because it's March. It's March 11th. They don't play Sunday. You have plenty of time to put this together. And I expect, first of all, I don't think this free agency class is that good. I think it's not that good. So I think that really trades are going to be probably a bigger impact. Now the Eagles, there's talks about they might be going after Jonathan Greenard. The Cowboys made a trade. So, there's possibilities. But Sills, you have contacts with the Raiders. What do we know? What's the deal with Crosby? Are they going to keep him now? Are they going to trade him? Are the Eagles involved?
John Spytek, the general manager, was down in Tampa Bay, and he's also got connections into Philadelphia as well. And he was the main guy that was responsible in convincing Brady to go to Tampa Bay. They played together, believe it or not. Mark, I don't even know if you noticed, but John Spytek, the general manager of the Raiders, he played football with Brady at Michigan. Okay. So they were former teammates, so they've got this crazy connection. I know this. They do not want to send Max Crosby to New England. That they do not want to do. And now what they have to do is, now that they have to bring it, because we're past the 4 o'clock time, to what Philly just said, guess what they have to do? They have to start restructuring contracts, not just the new guys they brought in. They brought a group of new guys in. They're old guys. They got to start restructuring contracts.
They brought in pass rushers.
That's right.
Right? They brought in pass rushers.
They have to move money around to fit Crosby back on that on that salary cap. So I think they're still trying to get a one, and I think this may be a smaller putt for them to try to get this done.
What about something like a second that has like different, goals that if they meet, they could be like a conditional first, something like that. Like I think
How about this? Nolan Smith in a two that could become conditional. If, get this, he plays over 800 snaps and he gets over 10. See, this is what I think the Cowboys could do too, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you would have to probably use picks because you don't want to use players here.
Here's where there's smoke, there's fire. Because we heard allegedly that Osa and Digazua, that they were talking about throwing him in before with Max. Maybe you offer a two in Osa and Digazua, which gives you some cap relief too.
That to me would be it, but I agree. I like that over there for the Cowboys. But Philly, Nolan Smith, a conditional two. It moves to a one if he meets the 800 snaps and 10 sacks. Then it turns into a one. And if you're and if he does that, think about what I just said here too, Philly. If he does that, he's a first team all pro. So you get a guy who is a first team all pro. That's worth it, isn't it? A conditional one and a two or three.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. You know, I mean, obviously they got to look at his medical and stuff, but it sounds like the Ravens just really tried to screw them. So I would be open to
it. You know, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened was. It's kind of like you went to Vegas and you got married and you woke up with this woman next to you. It's like, did I just trade away two first round picks and I'm going to spend $35 million?
They got drunk.
And I got Trey Henderson. All I got to do is pay him. Because now we're looking and saying, we don't have that long a future with this guy. And we're giving up our number twos. Let's get out of this shit. Let's get an annulment and just sign Trey. That's what happened. They woke up and realized this is too much.
Mark, all the things that you guys have done right now by getting under the cap and some of the players that you signed, like Rashad Gary, to me, I like that player. That player, he averages around 7-8 sacks a year. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been a really good player for them, the Packers. You bring him in there. He was good even before Michael Parsons showed up. I like the player. Not quite maybe what you wanted. Not quite what you wanted in Max, but, I mean, you put him on your D-line. You sign a corner, if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't you guys sign a corner?
We signed the safety.
You signed a safety, excuse me.
And PJ Locke. Yeah.
What do you make of what you've done so far?
Well, here, let me say this. What you described with Philly losing all of the players, 8 starters over the last 2 seasons, that's typically what the Cowboys have had happen to them. We end up seeing Dante Fowler and Dorrance Armstrongs and Tony Pollard's leave, and you bring back Zeke. So what happens with us is we just keep getting hit and hit and hit, losing talent without replacing it. This year, they said, we're going to make sure we keep George Pickens. They kept the pieces that were good, the Kenny Clarks and things like that. They got rid of the dead weight. There's not a single player that we let go. I say, oh, my God, I can't believe we let that guy go. But they methodically are going through and just going to say, we are going to stop the run, which is a direct result of saying we're going to make sure that the Eagles cannot run the football against us. Now, linebacker is still the problem right now because we haven't been able to get the linebacker. But I like the moves that they've made. We're going to be better on the defensive line. We're definitely going to be better on the back end. And we still have 2 first-round picks. Now, Philly 500 can say it's just March. But you cannot look at the Eagles right now and say they're a better team than they were at the end of the season. I think I can say that about the Cowboys right now.
What about it, Philly? Do you think you're a better team?
I have to say that right now. It's March. Yeah, it's March. Look, you don't feel the team this week. I'm not saying that the Eagles have to. No, I can't say that they're better now. They've lost some players they've got to replace. But I don't have to be better right now. The week one isn't this week. Playoffs aren't this week. See, that's the problem with Dallas fans. They think the Super Bowl's in March. Why didn't you guys go after that guy from Cincinnati? Well, what the hell was his name, the edge rusher?
Trey Henderson? Trey Henderson.
Who, Mark? Who was it? Who was the guy? Yeah, why didn't you go after him?
Because they realized – you know what's interesting here? I can talk about Max Crosby. I can talk about T.J. Watt. I can talk about Myles Garrett. You know, between those guys, they have one playoff win. One playoff win. It's not about one guy being a one-hit wonder. Seattle, their leading sacker was 7.5. They had 2 guys, 7.5 sacks. D-Law had 6. They weren't a superstar anywhere. What they were is very little very little weak spots. And it's collectively about a team. And that's been the Cowboys' problem, where we got 7, 8 really good guys, and then we got bumps. And you can't win a Super Bowl that way.
Well, I'm going to Philly's side of this, for me, and you tell me, Mark, you had a longer way to climb back into it. They have less holes to have to put the putty in. You know what I mean? I mean,
I agree.
You've got a lot more work to
Spanky
do.
Spanky Prescott, he don't like less holes, apparently.
Whoa! How you doing there,
you
man?
Know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Hey.
All right.
Hey, what are less holes?
Coming
what
back.
What is the guy from – what's that guy from Cincinnati again?
Trey Hendrickson.
What's the guy that went to Carolina? What's his name?
The guy from Cincinnati. Phillip. What's his name?
Where did he, okay.
No, the other guy, Mark.
You know what's funny, Philly?
When Max Crosby
was traded, I was watching your stream, and you were just
what's
doing
the other guy's
Philly
name?
Shake. When you shake your head, you're really upset. And you kept saying, well, we just got to sign Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb should be in play for here. We're going to get Bradley Chubb.
You kept selling
Bradley Chubb, and guess what?
I was never upset.
He went to Buffalo.
I never was upset because I know it's March. But here's the thing.
I just
want to know who the guy that from Cincinnati, again, what's his name?
Trey Henderson. We were never
Henderson.
We didn't go out there and say, here's what the Cowboys did. The Cowboys did deflection. They said, we're going to turn our attention to Trey Henderson, while they were actually working on Rashawn Gary. A guy I remember last year, I think you were talking about trading for. Am I wrong? Am I lying?
I got a question
for Rashawn Gary last year.
Mark, I got a question for you.
No.
This is a Philadelphia Eagle question, Mark. I want to ask you, because then I want to see Philly's face on this. All right. So let me ask you this. Would you pay a D tackle $26 million knowing full well that you have to pull a guy off the field on third down? He's only played 80 plays on third down. So every third down that you have on your team, and most people are in nickel, are you telling me that you're going to put Jordan Davis on the sidelines and he's not going to be on the field for 70% of the plays? I mean, I don't.
So go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Fart Holmes, answer.
The way Dan put that, it doesn't sound like a wise move there. But hey, you do you, boo.
Yeah, no, he played 80. He played 80 plays on third down last year.
That's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kelly?
I think you're running out of excuses for Jordan Davis, my
man.
Wait
a second. Well, they don't.
I think you're running out of excuses. You complained about Jordan Davis 2 years ago.
Wait a minute.
He came in and
Philly. He doesn't play on third down.
His role is not increasing as he's getting better.
He played 80 plays last year.
What did he play the year before that, Sills? Where was he 2 years ago? Look how far this guy has come.
Mauro Jomo played 175 plays.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. The point is that he is developing and getting better and better. And he took a giant leap last year. And that leap is not going to end anytime soon. He is going to continue to develop and continue to get better. Not only that, what I'm saying to you is going into the future, if we revisit this in a year or two, his snaps on third down will increase and they will get better.
Well, they better with $26 million a year.
But I think you're missing out. If you want to poo-poo Jordan Davis, it's crazy.
No. What I'm asking you is they're not pulling him off the field then this coming year on third down.
My belief is that as he continues to get better, which he will, he will play more third downs, and his role is going to increase. And I believe he will play more third down. I believe he could play all three downs. I think he's that good. He figured it out, man, and he's developing. You're not going to – Rome wasn't built in a day, but he's on the right trajectory, and you don't let a guy like that go, especially when – I'll tell you this. I think Jordan Davis is basically filled in for being the Brandon Graham on that defense and in that locker room. And I think that he's only going to get better with time.
I know Clint Hurt likes him a lot. All right, then Philly, when is this Jalen Phillips, or excuse me, Jalen Carter deal coming? Because at the end of the day here, they have his rights. You don't have to wait for free agency or anything.
I think it's coming.
Do you think it comes this year, or do they kick the road down or kick the can down the road for next year?
No, I think it comes this year. I think it's coming this year.
Can I ask a question? Because it didn't make – okay, trading him, I didn't understand this one because he's only a $6.9 million hit this year. Even getting a long-term extension, it's not going to save you a whole bunch of money. What's the rush to get a deal done?
It was never real, that the trade stuff. That was all bullshit. It was teams calling because they wanted to see what was going on because they extended Davis. It wasn't the Eagles shopping him. And the reason why you do it now is because it'll cost you more money later. You should know more than anybody with the way the Cowboys handled Micah Parsons and how much it cost them, how much more by waiting. So you don't wait. The Eagles don't wait. That's not their MO.
I'm going to say one more time, Mark.
It looks better right now than Dan.
Mark, I think you're a better team without him.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is that
if we end up pulling off and getting Max Crosby.
And 2-1.
Well, okay. You could take Parsons' name out of there. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott. How many times have you guys waited took too long to sign a guy, and it's cost you more money? CeeDee Lamb would be a perfect example.
I hear what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing that you don't actually want to face about your team right now. See, the difference – no, it's the triggers. Okay, I want you – because I know the trigger triggers
here
you.
Here we go with the triggers again.
No, see, the Cowboys can flip these triggers. See, the Eagles
triggers.
Have done – hold on, let me – just give me an outside perspective. This is not trying to hate or anything else. And if you think I'm wrong, explain it to me. But what the Eagles do is when they sign a contract with the guy, they squeeze every bit of cap space they can right now and throw it down the road. You just do. The problem right now is you don't have much that you can squeeze on except for Jalen Hurts' contract. And I think you're not really sure about Jalen Hurts at the moment. You're kind of having this as a perfect season, and you don't have too many places to go, and you have to either sign new contracts with some of these guys or let guys go. And that's why you can't sign everybody right now that you want, like you have in the past.
I cannot agree with you more here, Mark. And I'm going to bring this to Philly here. So look at what the Cowboys did. They restructured Dak's deal. You see what the Bills did? They restructured Josh Allen's deal. Did you see what they did? They restructured Lamar Jackson's deal to free up money. Hey, Philly, when are they going to go and give a new contract extension, or when are they going to do something with Hurts? They will not touch that contract for whatever reason.
What was his
cap number? You can free up $40 million if you redid it.
For what? Well, you're freeing up for what? Free agency? This free agency
No,
class?
Instead of letting all these players go, maybe you can, instead of using the excuse, hey, we can't sign everybody, maybe you can sign more people.
Well, I mean, let's look at who they let go. One, you knew N'Kobe Dean was going a year ago. We already knew. As soon as they drafted Jahad Campbell,
but
his days were numbered.
It's the volume of players that are gone.
But what I'm saying is if you've got players that you drafted that you think are going to take over for these guys, why spend money? I don't care if the Eagles had $200 million of cap space. I'm not giving Jalen Phillips $30 million a year. I told you last week I wouldn't go above 25. So it's a matter of when you need it and at the timing. I don't think the Eagles need to go out and spend crazy amount of money on some of the free agents that are out there. And the guys that they do want to sign to extensions, they've already got the means to do it. So what is Hurts, like $30 million against the cap this year or something like that?
It's not a lot.
So why not wait until the right time to do it? And right now, it wasn't the right time. So I, if you want to talk about the way the Eagles handle contracts, there's nobody that eats more dead money, takes more upfront money, pays bigger bonus than the Eagles. I like the way that they run the cap, and I like that they're 3-4 steps ahead. We don't have holdouts. We don't have guys getting frustrated and sitting there on a medical bench because they're not getting paid. Our guys are taken care of, and I like the way that they run their front office. And you know what they're doing right now is they're preparing and they're getting the value off of a free agent class that wasn't good, and they're going to take care of the guys that they have to because they've drafted so well. And that's the truth.
Mark, what do you think the Cowboys direction's going to be now in the draft. What do you think they do, or do you still do you first? Do you still think you're in, because your name is being mentioned also in that Grenard up in Minnesota deal? Mm-hmm.
They've been definitely been talking.
Okay, so you and the Eagles are in that deal. There is everything going to be determined on what you do, and right now in free agency before you go into the draft and what your particular needs are. Do you still think it's a linebacker?
Right now, it has to be a linebacker because that's where we've been swinging and missing. We've, you know, the linebacker market went through the roof. I mean, the fact that Demario Davis went back to the Jets for $22 million for 2 years is amazing, actually. At the moment, it has to be linebacker unless we end up making a trade for one. If we can get a linebacker in the mix right now, then you look at it and say, you got to get a corner and the best player available on defense. That's where you can go. Offense, you look at it and say, we're set. With them saying, sticking with Terrence Steele and restructuring him, they look and they say, we had number one offense with the guys we have. We kept everybody from that offense. We kept that together. Now it's about getting a defense that's credible, and they're making moves to try and do that. Two number one picks, 20 and 12 can probably go a long way, even though people say that this draft is not a great one, kind of like the free agency class, but we'll see.
I'll tell you what Philly just said, maybe that $26 million is really not all that much here, because Minnesota just reached an agreement with former Eagle Javon Hargrave. And get this, it's 2 years, $23 million, including $13 million this year. And I think the guy's okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't think he's great. This guy got $13 million bucks to go up there. And I don't know about you, Philly, but I think he's okay. Like, he's nobody to write home about.
I think he's a good pass rushing defensive tackle. He doesn't play to run that well.
No.
So, you know. So I agree with you.
Hey, Philly, what do you think, or still to be determined on what you're going to do in free agency? Where are you going in the draft right now? It's edge or O-line? Where are you leaning?
O-line. I think this is where you make the transition with your salary cap. So instead of paying heavy offense, you begin to start pay heavy on your defense. And I think you need to bring in young talent within the offense for the next, you know, so many years. But I really think you need to replenish that offensive line. You know, I love Dickerson. I like Cam Jurgens, but let's face it, they're question marks. We don't really know what they have left or how much they're going to recover. So I would look at offense. I'm telling you, not even just a tackle. Like, I'm totally okay with, like, going for a guard or a guy that can play inside. But I think that's where I would like to go. Or tight end, depending upon how the draft falls.
Or are you interested in bringing Goddard back?
Yeah, I would love to bring Goddard back. And matter of fact, I'm hoping the longer that he's out there on the market, the more chance that we have to bring him back.
Is there more optimism? A couple more guys, because it's a big day today. First day of the new year.
Woo-hoo! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year right now. The NFL owns the front pages. So for you, Mark, I mean, is this one of the more optimistic? Because the last couple of years, I got to think, I mean, from 35,000 feet for me, man, I haven't really seen anything. I've seen a lot of backpedaling with the Cowboys the last 2 years. And I would think you would agree, Philly, that the last 2 years, they've been doing the backstroke, man. At least a little bit, you kind of see them going forward here, which, again, I mean, still got to play in September, okay? I mean, it looks decent on paper. September has to go through here, but I mean –
Understand. We have literally seen the Joneses on vacation the first week of free agency, not even in Dallas in the past.
I think you should hope that they go back on vacation.
I know I look happy and I'm giggly and people don't like it. You know, the trolls are
pissed. I think it's because the Eagles lost three starters while you're happy.
Yeah.
Three starters.
I love it.
And they seem to be missing out on players that they are targeting. That's the best part about it.
The best news for the
Eagles has been this offseason is the fact that N'Kobe Dean didn't sign with the Cowboys. What is the best thing that's happened this offseason to you guys?
In my opinion, yeah. Jordan Davis getting an extension. I think that's a great – and I also think the cornerback that we just brought in is the perfect fit for the Eagles. And I thought that was a great signing. an underrated signing, and it's going and you're going he it's going to pay dividends. He did, but you know what? Sometimes you need to change. You're still talking about a guy that's 26-year-old, former Pro Bowl, 6'4". He's not going to play nearly as much man, right? He's going to play more zone. And more, here's the other thing. He's an improvement over Dory.
Can I ask a question? Yes.
Somebody said that he had more penalties as a cornerback than anybody else in the NFL.
Mark, I'll tell you what,
he probably does.
Wait, Mark. Here's the Philly side of this. Everything that Philly said. That guy's a $28 to $30 million a year player if that guy is all the things that he said on the resume. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, get this. You know what says he's not? The one-year $15 million or the one-year $12 million deal will potentially be up to 15. So it's a one-year prove it deal. So the kid's got to come in and play and show what he can be. And I think Clint Hurt would have something to do with that because he was the D coordinator up there when he was playing up there. So, again.
That makes sense.
My takeaway, I do agree with Philly. It's a complete upgrade on Adoree Jackson. But again, the guy had character issues. You get rid of Gardner Johnson and you bring another guy in. I mean, okay. And listen, I'm with him. I think it's a good sign. I'm not shitting on it at all because it is an upgrade. But a grand slam move, I think the only thing that I like about the move, it relies and gives the versatility for Vic to keep Cooper DeJean inside. And you get to keep him inside, Philly, where you don't have to put him out there. You know, now you get to keep the guy in the middle of the football field that I think gives them the opportunity. All right, I'm going to ask you last one here, each question. I'm going to start with Philly. A.J. Brown has now named four teams that he wants to go to, according to Albert Breer. And here they are. Here are the teams. Ready? The teams are the Patriots. The teams are the
they got Fathead.
Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Los Angeles Chargers. According to Albert Breer, those are his four teams he wants to go to. What do you make of it?
Dude, I don't care what you want. You're going to stay in Philly. Get ready to go play. That's what I say.
Philly, if he was a problem here before he kind of wanted to stay, what kind of problem is he going to be when he doesn't want to be here?
We'll deal with that when the time comes. I don't think he will be like a Teal. I don't think he'll do that. But I'm not going to just give him away to where he wants to go for nothing. You're going to have to pay. Otherwise, he's going to play, and he's going to have to play out the last year of his contract. And everybody's going to be watching him closely, and then he's going to be gone. So he's going to have to be in his best behavior for where he goes in the future. But I'm not just giving him away and letting him go where he wants to go. No, I expect him to be a professional. If we can get the proper compensation, fine. But I prefer to keep him. You're a better team with A.J. Brown, even with all that crap, than you are without him.
According to Albert Breer, look at the quarterbacks too, Mark. Herbert, Mahomes, Allen, hey, Tosa.
Says a lot.
Sure does.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
To the Eagle fans that are there, that are here watching right now, you jackbags, there's 700 of you mother humpers that are in here that are getting the best in the business, and there's only 111 likes? What the hell is wrong with you guys? Hit the damn like button in here, man. Trash-ass fans.
Hey, you know, it's four homes. Don't be talking about our
That's
fans.
Right. You got four homes.
Don't and be I'm doing that, four homes.
For you guys. The least you can do is hit the damn like button. Hey, you know, toss a damn super chat his way and shit, man. Come on. Hey.
I got to tell you, man, Mark Holmes, man, and Philly 500. These guys are legendary. Look at Philly. He's looking at it like March 11th, Sills. Relax. Last March 11th, he told me the same thing. What happened? A bunch of Timu signings, and they got worked over.
And I probably told you that 2 years ago, too, when they won.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you bitches right now. You better hope that the Dallas Cowboys aren't good. You better hope, because I'm going to be like the damn.
How many times have we heard this, Sills?
Blue.
How many times have we heard this? You better hope the Cowboys. Listen, Fort Holmes talks big in March, but he gets quiet in December. Quiet and mute
we'll
in
see,
December.
Bro. We'll see.
Here's Mark. Here's December.
and a lot of whiskey.
Why am I on here?
Mark, I saw a lot of whiskey bottles last year, bro. I mean, I won't lie.
Why do I do this to myself? I'm getting tortured. Get the hell out. Dallas stinks. And they're going to continue to stink.
I love you, man. Thank you so much, man.
Spanky Prescott banging out prostitutes at truck stops.
Come on.
What a scumbag.
Tell your enemies. It's Cowboys pounding down on Philly 500.
That guy can't even keep a wedding ring. You think he's going to get a Super Bowl ring? It ain't going to happen.
Can't even get a fart home sent you. Wait a second, Mark. He said he couldn't even win a Super Bowl ring, let alone a wedding ring.
Keep a wedding ring. Go ahead. Guy's banging out prostitutes at truck stops. Come on.
Is he Tiger? Oh, man.
Let me go.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate
it. All right. We out of here. Bye, Forums.
You got it.
See you, son. Love you.
Love you guys, man. Thank you guys so much. Make sure